Mr. President, there are three basic essentials of life: food, clothing, and shelter. Pennsylvania is the only, and I repeat, the only state in the nation where you cannot purchase a home to shelter your family. My good friend, the gentlelady from Northampton County, and I have partnered with several other colleagues here in the Senate on companion legislation that essentially does the same thing that this bill does. It empowers real estate licensees who have the ability to abide by and adhere to Department of Health and CDC guidelines during real estate transactions to keep people safe, to allow them to empower people to shelter their families, put them in homes. And as the gentlelady from Northampton County shared earlier, real estate professionals have put together a 12-point COVID mitigation plan. I've heard stories from realtors from my district. One of the ones that tugged on my heartstrings the most was of the real estate agent who was trying to help a couple from Delaware move to York County, Pennsylvania. Both of them members of the National Guard, one of them a medical professional who's coming to WellSpan York Hospital to serve on the front lines of this pandemic and care for people in our communities. They can't purchase a home. They have no place to live. I've heard from families with young children who've sold their homes and got stuck. They have no place to go other than a hotel. Imagine living with your small children in a hotel. The stories go on and on. Mr. President, I believe that our citizens deserve the right to put a roof over their heads. And I believe that our real estate professionals are capable of providing safe conditions, not only for themselves, but for their clients as well. And that's why I support this legislation to provide a waiver to the real estate industry.